realizing like 30 words in that I could have just sent this because I'm extremely high, so I'm just ranting. But when I say like I hate dealing with folks who don't honor me, I don't even necessarily mean that. It's just like, because I love the beauty that I could choose who I want to fuck with and who I don't want to fuck with. Period. Like, as soon as a nigga is weird to me, I can choose to never fuck with that nigga again, and I would choose that. It's just like, I'm tired of having these weird-ass energy exchanges that keep reminding me of childhood traumas. Like, I know these are all lessons and stuff like that, but because I'm aware of the lessons and the healing and the trauma breakage I have to do, it's annoying that people keep coming in my life reminding me of it. It's like I'm trying to work through it and heal it, and it's coming in the form of obstacle. And I don't like that. Like, can't I just know about my traumas and heal from them myself? Like, I know what the issue is. I could see if universe is trying to say, like, you don't know what's hurting you. You have to get to the root of it. No, nigga, I've done the root work. I know exactly what the fuck it is. But it keeps coming in the face of folks who I want to connect with. Like, nigga, please, as a nigga coming into my life, stop. Like, I don't even remember what I was going to say. But it was good, I swear. It's just like, I don't need another nigga to come into my life and show me that I'm not good at boundary setting. Or I don't need another nigga to come in my life and show me that I don't like confusion because my parents were confusing as fuck emotionally. Like, bro, I know this shit. So I don't want to deal with motherfuckers who keep doing shit like that to me. I keep getting these. I'm on my own journey right now, healing. This shit is hard, it's tough, it's ugly, it's all this shit, bro. Well, I must really love you, because I'm really going in, and I don't, bro. But, like, I'm on this road, and I'm giving myself grace and all this other shit, and I keep getting these broken-ass niggas just like me who are on their healing journey, but emotionally, they're fucking 10 steps back. Like, we are all on our healing journey trying to right wrongs that we're not even responsible for. But we're responsible for healing them. Healing traumas we didn't even fucking ask for. All we did was simply exist in childhood. And we were failed tremendously, either emotionally, financially, stability-wise. We were failed. And now it's my job to unfeel that shit and get it right. But I keep having to do it with the encounter of niggas who aren't on my level. They don't even know where their traumas are. They don't even know what trauma is, probably. So let alone the path and journey to healing it. Fuck. And I'm no better than anybody. And my spirit journey isn't like, oh, I'm more advanced than you in this healing shit. It's just like, nigga, because I really don't want to keep living this shit. But these niggas keep wanting to live in this shit. I can't do it, bro. And they just be fucking weirdos. They're all weirdos, bro. Like, because you're hurt and healing, you're denying me of access to you. Which, thank you, because you're probably saving me in the fucking end. It's just like, you know, bitches be so on the healing path that they, in their own fucking way, healing to them is, oh, I'm gonna never love again and shit like that. Like, bro, you sound like a fucking clown. We're here to love and be loved and inspire and be inspired, and we were created to create. And you dumbass niggas get your heart broke by a bumass nigga and then be like, I'm never gonna love again. So you get a real nigga like me in your life who's like, I want to give you the soft girl life. I want to love you and care for you. I don't want no toxic shit. I want to take care of you. And they're like, I don't know, because someone broke my heart in kindergarten. Like, bitch, fuck. Let me shut up.